Nat, how's pre-season been gone for you?
It's been really good. I think, obviously, I've been with the England Roses throughout the kind of summer and building into the Christmas time. So, obviously, since then, it's been nice kind of in the new year to be based with the Lightning Girls and kind of really focusing on what we need to start the season in the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, it's been really good. It's tough. It's hard on the legs, but, yeah, really enjoying it.
We're days away now, but has there been that switch between, oh, come on, I've been waiting ages, to, we're only days away?
Yeah, it kind of just creeps up on you, I think. You know, when you kind of have your off-season downtime and then obviously the Roses schedule starts, I think it's just, you're just so busy and you're so focused on international duties and things like that, that all of a sudden it does kind of pop up. I think that's what we all really enjoy. We love training, we love getting excited for the seasons that are happening. So I just can't wait to step on the court on Saturday. I can't believe it's finally here.
And you've definitely kept a lot of the squad from last season, which is going to give you that strength.
Yeah, definitely. I think that kind of familiarity that we're going to have from last season is going to really help. I think it did take us a while to build into the season. I think even though maybe we got them wins under our belt, I think everyone does kind of start maybe a little bit frantic, a bit nervous. That's what happens. I think at start of season, you can't start where you want to finish. You want to grow into it. So, but hopefully it'll be a good game on Saturday. We've got Sirens, so I think it'll be a very physical one. I think it'll be a really good match to play. Obviously, Ella Gibbons has gone there, Vanessa Walker, so there'll be a bit of rivalry from some of the girls that have moved there, but I can't wait.
You were at the World Cup launch in Liverpool, weren't you? What was that like for you, seeing the passion of all those youngsters on that court?
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. I think just seeing the girls that age, how excited they are and kind of the talent that they have and just how amazing it is in Liverpool. I was just blown away with the launch and just how much hard work gets put into something like that. You know, it's just around the corner, really. It seems quite far away, I suppose, this time next year in summer, but that's going to creep up on us really soon.
How surprised were you that managed to squeeze in the court into that building?
I just couldn't get over it. It was absolutely phenomenal. It looked incredible. I was, yeah, completely blown away. And I think it was just a really nice day. I think hearing how passionate everybody is and just the excitement. And I think it's just Liverpool will just be absolutely fantastic. I know all the people up there are just so good with their sport and they get behind everybody. So it'll be brilliant.
That captaincy again is a bit of an honour, but you're a special team anyway.
Yeah, I think obviously it's an absolute privilege. I've just been saying about the captain role to lead the girls. I think last season it did kind of shock me a little bit when Cameron asked me and Liv. But I think it's just, you've got to always push yourself, not just kind of on the court, but off the court. And I think we get on so well here at Loughborough and culture is something we massively work on. And I think now we've got Anna here as well. She's really bought into that, how important it is off the court as well as on the court. So a lot of us are still here in netball houses and stuff. So we've definitely got that great bond.
Anna and Maggie then, similar style or something a bit different?
I think it's a little bit different, if I'm being honest. Obviously, now Kaz is gone, I think Hannah just brings that little bit of grit and determination, which I love. You know exactly where you stand with Anna as a coach. I think that's absolutely brilliant. You know what you want from her, you know the game plan, you know kind of tactics that she wants to put out versus certain teams. And I think that's really good for us here. I think that kind of no-nonsense coaching, which we're absolutely thriving on, so we can't wait.
Almost giving you a chance to maybe express yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just kind of, she's learning about us as players while we're learning about her as a coach. So it's really nice. It's like a new fresh pair of eyes, a new fresh pair of vibes. So yeah, it's kind of just kind of lifted us up again, I suppose, ready for the season.
Wasps held their media day the other day and all their players seemed to be saying, don't underestimate Lightning. What would be your response to that? Thanks very much, I'll take it.
Absolutely. And I think what's really exciting about this season is you actually can't underestimate anybody. And everyone keeps asking me, who do you think is going to be top four? And I think obviously we're all fighting to make sure and then we all pick up that trophy. So I know Wasps are going to be the main contenders. They're going to try and get that trophy 2 years in a row, definitely. But you just don't know who's going to be in that top four. And that's kind of a effort to everyone that's made the Super League get where it has now. It's just getting more and more professional. The teams are more professional. And I think that's just what's really exciting. So you just don't know what's going to happen.
February 10th then is that game against Sirens. And starting it easy with Sarah Bayman and Leah Kennedy as opposition.
I I know, really, really easy, hey, opposition. Can't wait. No, I think I always love playing against Zara. She's an incredible athlete and incredible person, and she always challenges and tests you, and that's the whole point why you push yourself week in, so you can step up and keep up with these kind of players. So, yeah, I'm really excited to put a bib on against her at the weekend.